Blog Talk Radio.
Woo!
Wow. Yes, yes, yes. Fulfilling, fulfilling. You know, filling. That's what we were saying in the Torah reading and feedings before the High Island Day for Passover, Pesach, for three of the seven. Woo! Wow. Exhausting, but, you know, filling, fulfilling. You know, like filling, that consecration, that filling, even here in the season, and definitely Baruch, 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 like blessed. You know, I and I give thanks and praise. First, want to heal up the co-laborers here in this podcast as we kept it Levitical. You know, through the seven and even the eighth, the eighth day, that brings us really here to resuming. You know, resuming here in the season, reason for the season here, we're resuming the regular Torah readings and feedings, you know, after that fulfillment, you know, of the Pesach, Passover, the Chag HaMatzot, the unleavened bread, you know, the days, the 7 days. And then right in the midst of that, you know, we have the first fruits that corresponds, you know, according to the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, we could say theology, you know, that corresponds with that resurrection of HaMashiach, you know, Kam HaAdon, Kam, risen HaAdon, the Lord, the Sovereign, the Master is risen. Now, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the true church and the professing church, you know, the Sunday, first day Sunday coming up is Fasika. Well, what is often referred to as Fasika, but more correctly, when you start to study the reasons for the season, it will be the Tinsayeh. What's Tinsayeh? Tinsayeh, the Hebrew, the Tachiyah, is the resurrection. The resurrection, right? The resurrection. Risen, calm. Resurrection to Chia. So we have Pesach, Passover, corresponding to the Ethiopic nomenclature of Fasika, Pesach, Fesa, Fasika, you know, which commemorates that Eve. You know, within the churchical tradition, Fasika, more correctly. Now, you can just bun that whole Easter thing. You just bun that right there, you know what I mean? We went through even the KJVs. Basically, because blame it on the KJV, maybe King James's Hebraicist and their translation of what was that Acts of the Apostles was there in Acts 12 or so, where it's the translator says Easter, but then the alleged Greek, the Koine Greek, the alleged Septuagint that they was working with, it actually says Pascha. So we have Pascha in the original New Testament Greek, and we have Pesach, Hebraically, and we have Fasika, but the Sunday, first day, that first day resurrection, which corresponds right here in the season to what we refer to as the eighth day. What is that eighth day? Right, the eighth day. Well, when the scripture speaks, even in Leviticus chapter 23, the basic instructions on that morrow, the morrow, you know, the morrow, like to say tomorrow, the morrow after the Sabbath day. So if the Sabbath day is the seventh day that they call Saturdays today, right, and that's the seventh day, then theologically, you know, within the tabernacle language, the eighth day, right, would be that morrow after the seventh day, especially in a feast, festival, a holy season, right? And that there is what applies both to the resurrection, right, in the Brit Chadash, a New Testament sense of HaMashiach, of the Messiah called Christ in the translations. So here we're resuming here in the season with the 26. Now look at that, 2 and 6, right? Do the math, is 8. Now it's called Shemini, which is the 8th, referring to the Yom HaShemini, or the 8th day. And then we have the first fruits in the Passover season. So we refer to it as the Passover season, even though properly Passover is at that eve between the evenings that basically sets it all off, right? The 14th, the eve of the 14th is the Pesach, is Yahuwah, Jehovah, Passover. Then on that tomorrow, the first day, will be the first day of the unleavened breads, right? The first day of the unleavened breads, right? And then we have that morrow after the Shabbat, right, where the first fruits in the land are offered in the consciousness, according to the New Covenant sense, in the land, according to the temporal, according to the natural, according to like the boots on the ground sense, that offering from the crops. In the spiritual, the psycho-spiritual sense, you know what I mean? The land is that consciousness, right? Ye must be what? Born again. So here we're resuming, but just had to just kind of acknowledge that. One might say, you said it's exhausting? Yes, it is. It's pleasantly for I, and others might also have the testimony, Heal Up Queen Makeda. You know, she gave a testimony, and that was interesting because her testimony she gave just briefly was much. Also, check out her works out there, Queen Makeda, you know, musician, singer, psalmist, daughter, you know, of Zion, you know, chanting in the Hebrew, yes, I, Rastafari. So she had mentioned that, and it made me smile because I remember that, you know, some of the Chavarim, Ras Ayasin, you know, Yifteya, you know, Rasaha Ahad, Ras Baruchel, give thanks, Moshe. You know, as we sometimes reason and when we really seek to keep it, you know, in that Levitical way. You know, because for the most of the people, it's that first day and the seventh day shall be a what? A rest day. You could say a type of a Shabbat day. And we read in Leviticus chapter 23, you know, going to the first three. So asking the Passover season. Right, the Passover is like a covenant, right, for the whole season. But actually, it was Passover, the Chag HaMatzot, the unleavened bread, the 7 days of unleavened bread, right, and first fruits, right, all occurred. And full, it's almost like about two, we could say almost a full 2 weeks, you know, two strongs long. Roughly, you know, in that fuller fullness of it. And we're still coming out of it right here with the 26th, right? So we had the eighth day, right, for the diaspora, the eighth day. And we know that the first fruits is on the morrow. That's the morrow, I mean like tomorrow, the morrow after the seventh, after the Shabbat. This is after the Shabbat day. So we have the weekly Shabbat day. Therefore, we have the first day that they call Sunday. Now, also here in the reading, we have that with the consecration, right, or the filling, Hebraically, the filling of the priest, the filling, right, the fill. Literally in the Hebrew, if you read the English, it says consecration, but if you say the Hebrew, it's the filling. And if you say the Hebrew a little more in detail, it's the filling of the hands, right, that filling of Aharon, of Aaron, Aharon, HaKohen, who is the Moshiach. Remember the types, the typology. He's the Messiah. He is the Christ. Aaron, according to the basic principles of the Hebrew, he is the Christ. That is to say, he is the anointed. And his sons are the Christians, according to the typology, because they are the anointed ones. All right? Not speaking of different denominations, different theories, ideas, but we're speaking Hebraic according to the royal order. The Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the order of Melchizedek. So here's where we resume. Right? But for the people are to keep the Pesach, that's the evening of the 14th, right? And the first day, right, of the Pesach, right? That first day of Passover, which is more properly called the first day of unleavened bread. And then also to keep that seventh day. And then within that period of time to offer the first fruits. And when are they to offer the first fruits? On the morrow after the seventh day. So just do the math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The morrow after that must be the 8th. So just see how it all converges here. You know, some talk about the number 8, right? And 888, some say it's some numerology, some types of different gematrias, numerology. 888, they say, oh, that's the number of like Messiah, or that's like a God number. There's like a, you know, infinity, the 888. Well, it's interesting. Well, here we're at this 888, right? Both within the Passover season, right? The first fruits corresponding to the resurrection, right? And here with the 26th sabbatical study, right? For this Shabbat strong. So here coming out of Pesach season, Passover season, unleavened bread season, first fruit season, we have the Torah reading and feeding the 26th. Right, it's little, small, but it's Talua. It's very, very important. It's the eighth day assembly.
Thank Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter,
thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Vayekolo, 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 vayekolo.
From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The 6th day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the 7th day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the 7th day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because on it, Elohim ceased from all the walk that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayekolu HaShamayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. The 6th day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the 6th day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekolu HaShamayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. On the 7th day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. Vayekol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Melachito Asher Asa. On the 7th day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishavota Bayom HaShavi'i Mikol Melachito Asher Asa. Then Elohim blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayevarek Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i, vayekadesh oto, ki vova shavata mikol melakato, asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath, that is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ayreishan. It is first said in the Amida at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the 6th day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the 6th, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayekolu, the Vayekolu, Vayekolu. And, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the 6th day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayekolu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the Hey, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod Hey Wehe. The passage here, known as the Vayekolu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. Vayekolu HaShamayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. The 6th day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Me'ala'ikato Asher Asa. On the 7th day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayishavota Bayom HaShavi'i Mikol HaMelakato Asher Asa. On the 7th day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayevareka Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i Vayakadesh oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShabi'i, and sanctified it. Vayakadesh oto. Because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato. Asher bara Elohim la isot.
Shabbat shalom. Send a salam here for TJIF. Right there. So the Sabbath is also a memorial. A memorial, bringing to mind a remembrance, a memorial of the creation, the iration. We rest from our making, you know, our works, and we meditate on the Almighty's works, you know what I mean? The Almighty Father and Mother Wisdom, you know? Wisdom is justified by all of her children.
Shabbat shalom.
Seated by the Father. Yes, I. Mother Wisdom. Wisma.
Created a man, he did. Look at the trees, how their leaves are blowing away in the skies. Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah. What a beautiful scene, yeah. We'll be right back.
version two right here, 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 created by the Father.
They shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfatsadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Shabbat shalom, send
it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Yes, 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 yes. You know, the technicalities right here going to ride up with the Psalms. The Psalms and the Chaburim with the six Psalms here. Initiating, beginning. No.
Psalm 95. Yeah. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arets, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba'shalom.
Hear the word of the King of Kings.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah, the fire, the offering, Sabbath time, the daughter, you know, the daughter of the house, the honorable woman of the house, lighting the lights, you know, for the Shabbat time. Yeah. That's what we're going to light up. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Yes, I light us up. Yes, I for the true light.
Yeah. Push up the light to them. Push up the light to them. Push up the light to them. Blaze up.
Drum, bringing out the comments about their people. Come on. from the pan in your reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
The flame, yes, I. So here we're adjusting now out of the holy season, trying our regular sabbatical studies, and here in this particular season here, we've already gone through the eighth day of the festival, the feast, and now we have the eighth, you know, the eighth day Torah reading and feeding, which is the 26 and the 2 and 6. You know, that's the 8 right there. So it's mystical on the 8th right here, here, here. But this is where we pick up right here. We got this mix here on the board. I'd like to share this. It's called the One Loaf. In the One Loaf, that Damon Marley tune. It's kind of interesting because in the Passover season, it's the unleavened bread. It's the flat bread. Then we count those 7 Shabbats. Now we're in that count, the counting of the Omer, the counting of the 7 Shabbats complete to what is called the New Testament, Pentecostal. You know, what we know is as Shavuot. Shavua is a week. And since he says 7 Sabbaths, 7 Shavuas, 7 weeks, like sabbaticals complete. So that's 7 times 7. And on the morrow, you remember the morrow? The morrow after. Yeah, the morrow after. In fact, twice in Leviticus, I think chapter 23, it points to the eighth day. So the eighth day is how we refer to that first day in the holy seasons and for the set apart purposes, rites and rituals of Kol Yisrael, Yasharala. Instead of calling it Sunday, the Gentiles call it Sundays, but there is worship according to Torah that goes on the day after the Shabbat. And if you don't want to call it Sunday, then you could go figure. So from the flatbread to the loaf.
Something for you. Don't let the pressure.
Anymore, still there is something for you written in the book of life. it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only takes a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the tomb. Tell the youths to not be dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them I want to know them history and assisting them alone. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. Gave Moses ten commandments upon two tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. There will be something for you. Something for you. Something for you. Jah gave Moses ten commandments upon two tablets of stone. Jah gave Moses ten commandments. Jah gave Moses ten commandments upon two tablets of stone. Jah gave Moses ten commandments upon two tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Upon two tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. Of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a Israel out of Egypt and Egypt and then promised Israel out of Egypt and Egypt and then Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey chop. Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey chop. Israel out of Egypt and then promised. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey. Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey chop on. And David slew Goliath with a do to weapon. Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Israel out of Egypt and then promised them. Israel out of Israel out. Israel out. Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey chop on. And David slew Goliath with a do to weapon. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon town. Kill a human and a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down. Fire for your fire out, fire out, fire for your man where sit down. Fire for your man where out, fire for your fire for your man where out, fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon town. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon. Your man where sit down in a Babylon. Your man where sit down in a Babylon. Your man where sit down. Your man where sit down. Your man where sit down. Your man where sit down in a Babylon town. Kill a human go a dance and left them pick me them along in a Babylon town. On your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. For you. Written in the book of life. Written, written, written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. In the book of life, we shall live forever. In the book of life, we shall.
my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Christos HaMoshiach, the anointed, the bringer of bread. Christ, the bringer of bread, according to the Gospel of Philip. Before the anointed, Christos HaMoshiach, came, there was no bread in the world. Just as the Gan Eden, as paradise, where Adam was, had many trees for the food of the animals, but did not have wheat for the food of human beings. And human beings were nourished like the animals. But when the anointed Christos HaMoshiach, the perfect human being, came, he brought bread from heaven, from Shemayim, so that human beings might be fed with the food of the human being. Christ, the bringer of bread. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 53. Mizmor Nun Gimal, Lamnatseh al Mahalat Maskil le David, Maskil le David, Maskil le David, Maskil le David, Maskil le David.
The fool hath said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart, said in his heart.
Amar Naval Belibo, Belibo, Belibo.
There is no God, no God, no God.
En Elohim, 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 Elohim.
Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one.
Ein gam ehad, 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 ehad.
Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad.
Yeah, in smoking sense of million. You gotta give thanks and praise unto the Almighty Lord and Jah. Oh yeah, do it Jah. Murder. Meganda, making up, him name Jah Ovia. Jah man Meganda, making up, him name Jah Ovia. In fire, me so be a my chanter. Me mask with them, my wrong, the amplifier. Me fling when they flat, me stand, no one conscience. They can't trust lyrics, young boy, hear me utter. So if you are an adult or a teenager, say every day you wake, you be read a chapter. Beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jah. The bottomless pit make we throw Lucifer. The deep way we go, jam and them take we silver. Them hang me poop and rape me mother. The ship we from the wonderful land of Africa. The slave did the plantation owner. The check when we name them and them call with nigger. The hunger where we no eyes to come in there. The same way say we ignorant and inferior. And all them intelligent and superior. To the complexion of them skin color. But I as a youth born as a super. They better than the bite from a tarantula. You hear them the bite a come to the speaker. But they sound sweeter with the echo chamber. The heart be the root, see be the culture. The head be the last, the earth rifle ruler. The ones as a lamb going to the slaughter. Now the conquering lion and the tribe of Judah. You can't enter Zion with a bushfighter. Revolver, set on a Babylon with your ammunition. Cause this so at the awesome instruction. Hope and live vibe on the version. Heal Jamana, I live vibe on the version. Come here, Jamana the cool, not fucking like no me. One for the street, don't go on for food. I ride for the dance, make me too. Hip a tail, but it's sitting on stool. Now black, me brown, now black, me ribs, me chest, me spine, me back. Chose a pocket, a pocket, a flap, with two of rap, but reggae, me chat. Cap on a buck, and a buck on a cap, and the bottom of your sand, double a top, where I don't call it, call not at electricity, can't be a shot. Shot for the mouth, don't for the rat. Down for the bottom, we reach the top. He don't snap, me cross to the pop, me run to the side, if we got the crap. Me younger again, me not eat that snack, come from ya, you me not scoring no fat. Jimmy and Dread, me edit no flat, no living at home, me living a flat. Lot of you here with this rhythm drop, your head, your toe, your body, your rap, from the body, my style, we got that, was that, some back, 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 some back,
הבישות כי אלוהים מאסם. מי ייתן מציון ישועות ישראל, ושוב אלוהים שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Psalm 53. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against me. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Be glad, be glad, be glad.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ אל רואים.
The fool says in his heart, ain't Elohim. So this is on Elohim. The power, the almighty power, the nature of natures, or Ain. Ain Elohim, or there is no Elohim. So here, going to write up a little bit of reasoning to put this into context. Here we have Psalm 53, today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, it's a later version of Psalm 14. So Psalm 14 was like that old dub. And then there was like a remix according to the Sefer Tehillim. We have here Psalm 53, the Elohim or
Elohim. As they might call them, apocalypse. And it was really no different with X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call them, apocalypse. The blue guy in X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call him, Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons, throwing up all these nuclear weapons in the air, getting rid of all of this, taking away all that power and just using our own spirituality, that's what I got out of that. You know, because I'm able to look a little deeper into things, but when it comes to a guy who was demonized, remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call him, Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasya!
The whole place is
doomed. Yeah, well, it's not the new guy, but it's a new name.
Yes.
Shalom, Haberim. Shalom. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Machiber Tenyo. Those are the Machiber.
Machiber.
Yes, I have the obligation. Yes, I even hear on the air and the Irish. Going to share a few, we'll say, selected excerpts, as it were. Today's daily psalm is interesting here in the season. A couple of words right here. And as we have Psalm 53, right, the Mizmor. Mizmor Nun Gimel, or Nun Gamel Nun Gimel. Get into some of those dialects of the ancient Hebrew. But here we have Psalm 53, Psalm LIII. It's a later version of Psalm XIV. So some selected kind of excerpts and overview. Because of what we're seeking to present right here, and also in the season, you know, in the counting of the Omer. So this is all part of the counting of the Omer, and that's that sheaf of wheat, that according to the symbolic logic
right, of the scripts, right? We say learn to read the Hebrew sign, language. I'm doing a few things, so once I hear some noise, also going to seek to improve the sound and the sound quality, as it were. You know, we like the rawness of it, but, you know, may I not get into some of the, just the overview right here. Now, today's Daily Psalm is interesting, as it speaks to a particular theme, and getting into some of the theme, hopefully we might just have that opportunity to get into a little bit more on some of the nuances. Now, I know we had touched on this psalm previously, and just to get another hear, give ear, we'd like to do so even tonight on the ear, and also how it compares to Psalm 14. So we have Psalm 53 and 14. There is an interesting study right there from the low degrees to the high degrees. But here tonight on tonight's broadcast, I point this out as a kind of a point of reference, right? As a very interesting point of reference, you know, even in the sense of, like I said, it's a later version of Psalm 14, right? So there's some notes that are connected with Psalm 14 that are not here, say, in this sort of a presentation. You know what I mean? If we just focus strictly on the notes that we have. But taken together. And I'm kind of just pausing on going into any more of the detail there, as there's a couple of very important first words before even we share some of the other audios, you know, that picks up on what is sin, chatiyat. And when it says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And some of us say, and I say, and y'all have heard me say, there's no God. There's no God. What, are you going to judge? Okay, if you judge, I make it righteous judgment. Are you going to judge I righteously? Are you going to do that righteously? What does it say? The fool has said in his heart, right, there is no God. Now, what does this mean? See, there is no God. The context of this Hebraically is very, very interesting. And we have to understand even the fool and what is meant by Elohim, the name Elohim. And this is why that the teaching is so very important. Elohim refers to the justice name. So in learning to not just read the sign language, but understand the Hebraic slang, as it were. We say the Hebraic patois, right? Or even the slang, as we'll say, like maybe up here among the Judahites or the Benjamites. You know, there's a certain way we speak, you know, turn up in the speech, or there's a certain way where ones begin to understand not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. So when it is said there is no, that the fool says there is no Elohim, he is speaking about, and there's a deeper teaching scripturally on this, when ones and ones observe, like, you know, what's going on, they think that, you know, all goes on as it's going on, and there'll never be no judgment, right? No. There'll never be no righteous judgment. You know what I mean? People think there is no God, and God refers to judgment. When we talk about the Elohim, even in the Tuesday psalm, interesting Tuesday, right? T to T, Testify Tuesday, the Tuesday psalm that speaks about, and I said ye are gods, and no God. So the idea of Elohim is a name that refers to the judgment. Let's see if we have the notes right here, just to quickly touch on it, because it becomes a very important background to the true context of the New Covenant, and clarifying a lot of the misconceptions that has come in through counterfeit Christianity. And most of us are not responsible for that. The majority of us are not, because we were not there then. We kind of, in that sense, one would say inherit, you know, this, as it were, but we were not there at that time. So there is a very interesting context, and there's some notes to get where, whether it's here or it's in Psalm. I'm looking at Psalm 14, some of the notes, just to touch on some of the highlights and the notes as we get into tonight. And I see right here, we have, it has Psalm 10 and 4, just looking at some of the notes here, see if we have any note that can really, okay, here we are. This is the note that really brings it out. It's actually in Psalm 10. There's a idea that runs through some psalms, and we might hear that all his thoughts are, there's no God, like in Psalm 10 and 4, and that's the first place, and that's one of the first place, and we have it in 14 and 1, then we have it in Psalm 53, and I think it's also there in Psalm 70-something. Let's see right here. It's in Psalm 73:11, verse 10:11, this idea of no God, right? So there's a dual context of it. When we say there's no God, we say other than he who be who he be, because he who be who he be says, I know no God. There's no God besides he who be. So it's looking at the true so-called God concept or idea. There's a true conception according to the scripture, right? So if we are born again in the new and the living way, there's a true understanding and understanding of it. Now, scripturally, when we come across, like, for example, Psalm 10 and 4, It says, the wicked in his pride, in the pride of his countenance, his face, saith, he will not require. That idea that, you know, one can continue doing ratchetness and uckery and it won't come into account. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Right? So it says, Ain, in the Hebrew, Ain, there's not Elohim. Ki, Mizimotayo, all his like calculation, all his schemes and plans in a kind of a sense, right, are that there is no, he takes no account of man's deeds. He thinks that the true good, the true God doesn't account. You know, some people think that people believe in a religious, a judgment, righteousness, and the meek shall inherit the earth, that they're just fooling themselves, that there is no God in that sense, that there's none to take account of man's deed. That it's all this man just evolved and just came from, emanated from a deity, like he's a degraded form of God, some nonsense. That brings one into these foolish ideas, right, that you could say Molech worship, popular opinion, that there is no Jah, like Jah doesn't exist. There is no God that will, you know, take account of man's deed. And so therefore they can perform misdeeds and malpractice and evil and injustice and uckery with impunity. This is the last days, the perilous times, that kind of never mind, like no mind. Because man doesn't have, it says man without understanding is like the beast that perish. I am ro yalelo, right? But so they had this idea that there is no Elohim. So the key phrase, Elohim, as Elohim also refers to the judges, because the judges judge in Jah law. And we got into some of the details of that connection, but it's only really understood truly, we say Hebraically, we the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Black Yehudi, or the Jews, right? And others, they kind of superimpose their own concepts of whatever they think God is. So coming into a Gentile environment, the Gentiles, the nation, talks about their gods. There is no God. All of them are, you know, mental extrapolation, maybe some wisdom from some of their wise ancestors, or maybe a bunch of other, you know, ground spirits, or all kind of stuff put together. It might be good in some ways, it might be bad, but for us, there is no Elohim other than he who be who he be. But these who say there is no Elohim, like it says in his heart, the concept is not that he is non-existent. A lot of people think when we say there's no Elohim, we're talking about, oh, he doesn't exist. In the scriptural sense, it's not that. Is that he is not the judge of men. So atheism or atheism, no theos, no, from a Greco way, we could say no Elohim in that sense, that what they call atheism in the sense of denial of Elohim's reality, that Elohim as a reality doesn't exist, this never occurs in the Bible. So in none of the verses where it says there's no God, and one thing is talking about atheism in the common Gentile sense, in the sense of denial of Elohim as reality or the objective reality in the sense of the scripture, the Bible, especially Hebrew, it doesn't exist. The atheists in the Hebraic sense, in the Sefer Tehillim sense, in the scriptural sense, are they who scorn the yea and the amen, the faith, the optimism, the expectation that the true good, the true God, cares how men act. See, some say, man, this is where you get these other ideas, and this is where we have the song, like, man who doesn't understand is like an animal, like the beast that perish. That's why sometimes we say about the human being and the human being, if you understand. It's just attention, you know, attention, as it were, to the details. He says in his heart, the heart is the seat of thought, Hebraically speaking, in his mind. The Nabal, it connotes a moral, not an intellectual deficiency, as a fool, lacking. Lacking that moral, that even say the moral courage, the courage of one's conviction. We have Isaiah chapter 32 and 5, where his conduct is described. Right? I think it's also in some translations, the liberal. I have to take a look a moment right here, brothers and sisters, because also I have to give a better context. You know, but this psalm, today's daily psalm, helps us in this season as we are focusing on being set apart. So it says, be ye holy for this tall portion, the 30th, Kedoshim. Right, the Kedoshim Torah portion. But a couple of first words here in the season, the counting of the Omer, how's it growing? You know, how's it going? How's it growing? How are we growing in grace and in the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ? So here we have 32 and 5. 32 and 5, what does it say right here? Is this it? Yes, the vile person. The vile person shall be called liberal. Oh, man. How many of y'all are Hillary Dump fans? Right? And the vile person shall be no more called liberal. The liberals, right? Black people have been the bail bondsman for the liberal demon crack the demon, the Democratic Party, right? The liberals, right? The vile person shall no more be called liberal, and the churl said, or the niggerly, like said to be bountiful. The vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against Yod-Heh-Weh, he who be, we be. To make empty the soul, the psyche of the hungry, and to cause, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments of the churl are evil. He devises wicked, ratchet devices to destroy, downstroy the poor with lying words. So they say right here in these verses here, this chapter here, few of us had reasoned on this before, looking at the real world application of the scriptures, even to I and I situation. So we're going to get into this a little bit more, but just making this link right here, right? And it's not saying that liberalism as a liberal as a word is bad, but how they have misused these things. It says right here, he devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speak right. And even at the time when the so-called black people in the Americas, in the Caribbean, you could say the 40 to 60 plus roughly years, when they were speaking right, and then how the whole liberal agenda came in, right? And now we're at the end of that, and a lot of people have been exposing the whole Trump thing and Hillary Clinton. Come on now. Don't you see what this is about right here? So we'll get into a little bit more of this, and we'll see how the gathering go about. You know, let your brother and sister know that we're on the air. Tune in. And, yes, we're going to build on this right here. So just to get the basic context, right, that vile person, right, that's the meaning of the Nabal, the fool. So we have in Psalm 53 and Psalm 14, this Nabal in the Hebrew, the fool, or Seneth, Bamarinya, but the fool, the vile person. Like I said, it's not a fool in the intellectual deficiency, but a moral. We talk about moral theocracy. He is a person lacking in sense of honor and decency, deliberately preferring the evil to the good and the qualification. This kind of connects to the sin, the chatiyat reasoning, and to overcome, right, that duality, and therefore to accept the teaching of his majesty, right, in principle and practice, the good over evil. But there are those who are going the opposite way, deliberately preferring evil to good. So it says, said in his heart, the heart is the seat of thought, and the vile had come to this definite conclusion. Some people, because of the world and how everything is running, they come to conclusion. And they might have had, you could say, some people say they kind of lost their religion. I don't know. Some people use this kind of way of describing it. You know, I haven't experienced that sort of thing, thank God, right? But this is because of objective reality right here. Their interpretation of objective reality, they come to a definite conclusion, which made this the ruling principle of their life, that there is no Elohim. There's no true good who observes human conduct and distinguishes between the virtuous and the vicious. Right? This is why I said they have dealt corruptly. You know, they're unrestrained by Yeh and Amen and Elohim and justice, right? And good over evil. And he who be as the world's judge, right? And mankind in general had grown and humanity utter dissolute. We can see that even in a generation or so. Or we say a couple of generations, you know? Because here we can have evidence. Say, yes, black people, not too long ago, we know this is something that many people are even alive right here who have experienced then and now. Or have given us testimony. So it's not like something like the 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. Some people say, well, how do we know? Nobody knows. Somebody could have made it up. We know this is real, so we can see how there's those generation gap. Got to mind, you know, the gap, right? To the heart of the father, to the son, sons to the father, so that there would be no curse, right? So that kind of explains the context of a corrupt and this Babylon, you know, this latter days, these perilous times that have come. And the way to overcome, right? That seventh verse here, we're looking at 14, and we have Psalm 53, which is the later version of it, to ride up with. And how many? Okay, here we go. That last verse, oh, the salvation of Israel, Ethiopia, will come out of Zion. When Elohim turneth the captivity, turneth forward the captivity of his people, we're like turneth from the straight way to his way, his people, let Jacob, Rastafari, rejoice, let Israel, Ethiopia, be glad. Yes, I. It's some good news there. 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 Good news there.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
like he's sitting on the record of the truth.
Really?
Discussing things as they are set to be. Said one to the others, now listen you two, there's a strange rumor that can't be true. They say man was descended from a noble race, but the very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife or her baby to ruin their lives. The monkey's bitch is mine.
Well-educated fools, they are ruining the world. And start making hard for the boys and the girls. And steal all the African diamonds and pearls. And start bunk it up in a federal reserve. And then Rasta fuck it up on inside fire. Want them to cool and with it, want them to fire. Now them here to keep dumb, this fear and desire. Load up them belly with some proper shot tired. Imagine after so much charging and fire. But a revolutionary situation requires. Let's become Sarah who no face with fires. Surround them into that from burning tires. Grown up their friends and put them on trial. Until they send the reparation dollars. Warning to all the political scholars. Political thieves and political liars. Political cocaine and gun suppliers. The whole of them are going in the flames and fires. When the better play out like some frequent tires. Bound to be the brat of the real bunker liars. I do a fuck with them next time they reach out to budget. The government sees the poor people are subject. They bring the guns but the youths them are budget. For them telling time we're locked up in a closet. We're bold and peaceful and all them in habit. With a warm series of pain and habit. Now clean up it needs me money for a gravity. Let me resort to violence, the place get laid up. Somebody now live up, somebody going dead up. Blow! Pull out the garment them red up. Blow! Tear an apartment get bled up. Into great ample warning, the poor people fed up. I tell every man in them try hold them head up. Emperor calling, suits them to dread up. Babylon is falling, gun nozzle bend up. Releasing the whole of the youth them we pen up. Well educated demons have ruined the world. And start making hard to point the boys and the girls. And feed all the African diamonds and pearls. And start punking to feed up with our world reserve. The rest of man they fuck it up and we got inside fired. Want them to cool and with it, want them to quiet. Now them here they keep jump this year and the iron. Lord do no belly with that about this wheel.
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. Today's daily song, Mizmor Nun Gimel, Mizmor Nun Gamel. Psalm 53, Psalm L-I-I-I. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here. Shema Yisrael. Here, O Israel. Sima, Rastafari. Sima. Hear this. Today's daily song. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Edek, here we have Psalm 53. Now, as many of the Chabarim know, and others also agree in this study, this Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. Today's psalm, Mizmor Nun Gimel Nun Gamel, is a later version of Psalm 14, Psalm XIV. So here for a Midrash, a study, a teaching on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun Gimel Nun Gamel. La Menatzeach Al Machlat Maskil Le David. To the eternal God. Upon Machlat, a maskil of David, of David. Amar Naval de Libo Ein Elohim. Nabal have said in his heart. Amar Naval de Libo Ein Elohim. The fool hath said in his heart, Belibo, Ain Elohim. There is no Elohim, true good, true God. The fool hath said, Amar Naval Belibo. Amar to say, Naval. Hebraically, maybe said Naval. Some enunciate Naval, but Afro-Shemitically pointed as Nabal. Amar Nabal Belibo. Nabal hath said in his heart. Here, the superscription. And according to the KJV translation, this right here would be like the first verse, the first part, which is often translated as the fool, the Naval, the Nabal. The word machalat in the superscription. La menatzeyach. Al machalat. Maskil ledawid machalat. The word machalat is to be read in the light, in the illumination of the verse from Proverbs, from Mashal, from Proverbs 18:22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. Matzah Isha. Matzah Isha, whoso findeth a wife, an Isha, Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a great good. Tov, Matzah Tov. Endless is the good of a good woman. Endless is the good of a good woman. And even as the good of a good woman, a good woman is endless, so the evil of an evil woman is endless. As is said in Ecclesiastes 7:26. I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. U'motze ani mara miyamareta eta ha'isha asherahia mitzodi. I find more bitter than death. More bitter than death. Oh, motse ani mara mi mavet. More bitter than mavet than death. Mi mavet. Oh, motse ani mar bitter mi mavet. Bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets. Eta ha'isha asher hiya mitzodi wachirami. Rav Samuel taught Abigail did more good for David
for David than all the sacrifices in the world. For had David done that deed that he thought to do upon Nabal, upon the fool Nabal, then even if David had brought all the sacrifices in the world, they would not have atoned for him. But Abigail came to him and saved him. What she did for him is implied in the superscription of today's daily psalm. La menatziach ala machlat maskil le David. To the eternal God, la menatziach. For the overcomer, la menatziach al machlat, upon machlat. Even as sacrifices bring about forgiveness, Abigail brought about forgiveness. Mechila, mechila for David, for David. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, a good woman comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil, as is said in 1 Samuel 25:38. It came to pass about 10 days after that Yahuwah, that Jehovah smote Nabal, smote the fool, so that he died. What caused his death? His hand was niggardly, stingy, niggardly in deeds of charity, in deeds of love. Hence, Abigail said to David, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this base fellow. Please, your majesty, pay no attention to this base fellow in 1 Samuel 25:25. Al na yasim adoni et alibo illa isha ha bil ya'al haze ala navala kiya kishmo kenahu navala shmo una vala imo wa ani ama ematika wa ani ematika lo ra iti eta na ereya adoni ashera shalachita. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, I al na yasim adoni, regard this base fellow, this son of Belial, the son of Beliah, Blair, the son of Blair, Etaliboa, Elisha ha Belial Hazeth. What did she mean by Elisha ha Belial? What did she mean by this Belial? That Nabal, the fool, had an evil eye, a Buddha eye. As is said, quote, beware that there be not a base thought, a thought of Belial, of Blair, Menamnete Soj, that there be a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil. In Devarim, in Deuteronomy 15:9. She also said, Adoni David, my majesty, my lord, David, couldest thou not have learned what he is from his name? Churl Naval, fool Naval is his name.
Al Navalakia Kishmo. He acts churlishly and speaks churlishly. He acts foolishly and speaks foolishly. He acts niggardly and speaks niggardly. Rav Simon taught Naval, Nabal, and Laban, and Lavan were alike. And the letters of their names, Shemot, are alike. Even as Laban, Laban was a deceiver, so Nabal was a deceiver. And since both were deceivers, Shlomo, Solomon said, I speak of these two in saying in Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. And who are they that enjoy peace, that enjoy shalom? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, upon whom shalom, peace, was bestowed, as is said in Psalm 29:11, Yahuwah, Jehovah, will give strength to Amo, his people. Jehovah will bless his people, Amo, with shalom, with peace. Abigail said to Dawid, to David, my Lord King, your majesty, if the following case were brought to thee, to the eye, what wouldst thou do? A poor man goes to his master and says, show mercy to me, show mercy to I. Give I a morsel of bread. But the master feels no obligation towards him and refuses his plea. So the poor man falls upon him and kills him and deads him. Now, if such a case were brought to thee, the eye, for judgment, what wouldest thou, the eye, do? Thou wouldest feel as if gagged, and wouldest be unable to utter thy judgment. For men would say, did not Dawid, did not David do just such a thing to Nabal, to the fool? When scripture says in 1 Samuel 25:31, let this not be to thee a gag, it means that Abigail said, quote, do not put a gag in thy mouth. Do not say, because I am Melech, I am king, I am Negus, no man can rebuke me. No man can rebuke God. Rebuke thyself in thy heart. Let this not, make this not be to the eye, a gag. Fear is one gag in thy mouth already. Let that one be enough for thee, for the eye. What did Abigail mean by the words, then remember thy handmaid, remember Ematika? What did she mean? She meant, do not forget me, don't forget I, do not forget me, I shall be in thy mind when such a case is brought before thee, as thou judgest it, mayest thou say, let her who so acted on my behalf that I did not incur the guilt, the asham, the guilt of blood, be remembered for braka, for blessing. Dawid replied, not because of thee am I not guilty. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, sent thee. Sent the eye to me, sent the eye to I, as is said in 1 Samuel 25:32.
Blessed be Jehovah, Elohe Israel, the Elohim of Israel, who sent thee, the I, this day, to meet me, to meet mine. Even so, thou art worthy to be blessed, as is said in 1 Samuel 25, next verse, verse 33. Blessed be thy discretion, and blessed be thine. David escaped from iniquity, but the fool entered into it. For as it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Nabal hath said in his heart, Amar Nabal Abilibo, Ain Elohim. Nabal, the fool hath said in his heart, Ain Elohim, there is no Elohim. And what was in his heart? Deceit. As is said in Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Nabal, with evil believe in his heart, claimed not to know David, as is said in 1 Samuel 25 and 10. Who is David?
Who is David?
And who is the son of Jesse? Nabal, the fool,
also claimed
his heart, deceit. As is said in Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Nabal, with evil, believed in his heart, claimed not to know David, as is said in 1 Samuel 25 and 10.
Who is David?
Who is David?
Who is David?
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first,
that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against you. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord,
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 the angel of the Lord.
And the house of David shall be. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that, even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
Sabbatical study, this, I Rastafari, Shem Av, Wahabain, Ruach HaKadosh, glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, glory be, glory be. We're going to ride up here. For this sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong
study,
study, study. We are at the 26th. This is after the feast of the Passover. We resume I weekly Torah portion reading and feedings, and for this Rastafari sabbatical study,
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 study.
This is after the feast of the Passover. We resume I weekly Torah portion reading and feedings, and for this Rastafari sabbatical
study,
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 study.
Study. We are at the 26th, RSS, the 26th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, known as Shemini, 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 Ha, Shemini. Is it Shemini? Well, in the Masoretic, it's Ha, Shemini, Ha, Shemini. Right, what is Ha, Shemini? If we would look at the pointing, and we fully articulate it according to the pointing. Ha Shemini, or some would say Shemini, but the eighth, the eighth, the eighth, the Yom, the Yawam, Ha Shemini, on the eighth day. So the key word here for this Torah portion, as we pick up after the eighth day resurrection of Ha Moshiach Yeshua. Yeshua HaMoshiach, he is risen. Kamu, he is risen. Yes, the eighth day resurrection, corresponding to HaBikurim. What is HaBikurim? The first fruit. Ha, the Bikurim, Bikurim, first fruits, Ha Bikurim, the first fruits, which is the third of the feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the third of the feast of Jah, is known as first fruits, and this is in the first season of the first time of the three times of the Shalosh Regalim, the Shalosha HaRegalim, the three pilgrim festivals. So we have fulfilled in this season, hallelujah, hallelujah, Rastafari, fulfilled the first of the Mo'adim, of the appointed times, the first of the appointments that corresponds and that is known as Passover, as the Zemene Fasica. We call it, Ethiopically speaking, from the testimony of the faithful Judeo-Christian children of the Ethiopians, we know it as the season, the Zemene, Zemene, Zemene Fasica, the Zemene Fasica, the season of Passover, or Zemene Fasikachin, Fasikin, the season of our freedom, liberation, Hebraically, the Zaman Charutenu, the Zaman Charutenu, Charutenu, the Feast of I, liberation, yes, I, the Feast of I, liberation, 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 that's what Passover is, Passover, from the Belui Kidan, from the Berit Yeshana. The Berit Yeshana, the old, was called the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. From the groundation, we have Passover, Pesach, Pesach, Ha Pesach, Ha Pesach. All right, now, Passover is about 2 weeks to a month long. If we were just round it off, it's a whole moon, a whole Chodesh, the whole month. But specifically, it covers about 14 days, but directly we have those seven days of the unleavened bread, the 7 days of the unleavened bread, right? And then we come to the eighth day resurrection of HaMoshiach, the Moshiach, Yeshua, Yeshua. Yes, right. Now, corresponding with that right there, we have the Passion, Passover, Passover, Passion, Pesach. This is a rite of passage, Chabarim, rite of passage. So we have the Passover, we have the Passion, and it's called Pesach. Get it? To the point here, we are after the feast. We have come to the point after the feast. So a couple of the first words and the reasonments right here on this radio, this radio, this radio, this radio, corresponding to the 28th. We're here at the 28th day of the first moon, the first month, first moon in our ecclesiastical year, in the Hebrew ecclesiastical year, in the Judaic churchical year. We're here in the Hebrew ecclesiastical year, the first moon, the first month, the Judaic churchical year. And what does church mean? Well, from, we go first of all to the Greek of the New Testament, we have ekkalio. So we get the ecclesia. Ek, out of, kaleo, kaleo, ek, kaleo, out calling, ek, kaleo, it even sounds that way if you listen, ek, kaleo, kaleo, call, the out called assembly, the out called assembly. Right. Now, when we look into the Hebrew, right, we have the Kahal and the Kehillah. The Kahal is the outcalled assembly. If you recall, even with a few of the certain Torah portion reading and feeding, is that key word, Vayakahel, right, Vayakahel. Outcalled, and he assembled. Remember when Moshe, as we concluded the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book of it, Exodus, the mood of I and I, Jah people, we had Vayakahel, right? Or some say Vayakahel, well actually Vayakahel, and he assembled. All right, so we have the assembling of the witnesses of I and I and I, And then we had the assembling of the tabernacle. Then we had the glory upon the tabernacle, right? And Moshe and Aaron, no one could enter because the glory, the kabod, Yahuwah, was on the Mishkan, on the tabernacle, after the tabernacle was assembled. So we have the assembling first, Vayakahel, the kahal. Remember, the kahal is the assembly and the word for church, Hebraically speaking, kahal, or the kahilah, the kahal, the church, which means the assembly, right? The called out ones, the called out, the outcalled assembly. So when we come to the New Testament scripts, the New Testament scriptures, where it speaks about the church, I think it's Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, speak about the church in the wilderness, right? The church in the wilderness. Have you not read? Have you not heard it said in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Testament scriptures? Let's bring this up right here. Let's bring this up right here, brothers and sisters. Let's study to shoot ourselves approved. So we're going to put church, right? So one new comers. Remember, it's a rite of passage. It's discipleship. Discipleship. So we're going to see to connect the dots here as we are, as we resume my INI sabbatical studies and this weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Very interesting, this whole eight. What's in the eight? What's the metaphysics of the eight? Right, the Hebraic eight, the Shemini, right? Sementenyahu, the church in the wilderness, right? Assembly. So here we have Acts. I said, Slika, you could tenay, though Hebrews bring out the connection, connects the dots, the epistle to the Hebrews, the verse, the citation I was pointing to, Slika, Slichana, Chavarim, is in Acts. Acts of Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38. And it says, This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with Ha-Melach, with the angel, which spake to him in Har Sinai, in Har, in the Mount Sinai, in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, with our patriarchs, Abotenu, who received the lively oracles to give to us, who received the living oracles to give to us. Amen. Yes. So that connection there, very, very important, the connection. Because I know what the gathering's for. I have been teaching. You got to know what is the gathering for. All right, to thank Jah, Rastafari. The gathering for is the beginning of the Itun Chavarim.
All that's got something deep in Resmaab, Wewelid, Womenfes Kedus, Ahadu Amlak, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besenbed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilk, Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit, on the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars,
full of stars.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. RSS, this week's Torah portion reading and feeding. 26, Torah portion reading and feeding, known as Shemini, Shemini. Many enunciate as Shemini, Shemini, Hashemini, Hashemini. Bayom Hashemini. On the, in the day, the Yom, Ha, the Shemini. In the day of the eighth, in the eighth day. Bayom Hashemini. So we have Shemini. Shemini. This is the 26th reading from HaTorah, from the directions, the instruction, the teaching. Give us the teaching of the divine match. And here we have the third reading from the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus. In the Hebrew, we call it the Sefer Vayikra. And he called from the first word of the reading, first reading from this third book. Now here we're at the third reading from the third book of Leviticus, the Orit Ze Lewawiyah. In the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, in the Book of the Seven Seals, it's known as the Orit. We say Orit, Ethiopically referring to Torah, HaTorah, Orit Ze Lewawiyah. The Torah, the direction, the instructions of the Lewim, Lewawiyan, of the Levites. So now the word Shemini, it means eighth, the eighth. Ba Yom Ha Shemini. We recommend that we refer to it as a Ha Shemini, because the eighth, but often known as Shemini, more correctly pointed, Shemini, Bayom HaShemini, Shemini. So the first words, it comes from the first words of Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1, Leviticus 9 and 1, which says, now it came to pass about on the eighth day, Bayom HaShemini, that Moshe called, Ara, Moshe, Moses called, Aharon, Ubanayo, and the Ziknei Israel. The Ziknei Israel, the elders of Israel. So here we have the first words for this third reading here, for the third book of Moses here, the 26th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, and I annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong. Shemini, be simentenyawum ken, mamarinya the metzav kedus the simentenya shemini simentenyawum be simentenyawum ken, on the eighth day. Now the text, the narrative here goes on to describe the events of Bayom HaShemini. Events of the eighth day after setting up HaMishkan, setting up the tabernacle.
a phenomenal Phi Newman. Phenomenal worship service followed. It was followed by a very tragic incident. Now the reading, it concludes here with the biblical livetary, the livet. Some say the diet. They said the livet. Some say the dietary laws, the livetary laws, the Hebrew, the Old Testament, the Hebrew livetary laws regarding animals fit for consumption and prohibitions regarding those that are unfit. So the kashrut, that which is kashrut or kosher, and that which is not kosher. So here we have this 26-weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in the cycle, the Shana sabbatical cycle of the Torah portion reading and feeding. Shemini, Shemini. Now the portion, the Torah portion commentary right here speaks of the spiritual fire. Menfasawi Issat, the Issat, Mamarinya, the Issat, Issat fire, known in the Hebrew as the Aish. The Aish, Aish, some pronounce it and none says Aish, the Aish, Aish, spiritual fire. What is the thought, the Medi, the agitation for the Shabuah, for the strong? Thought for this week's Torah portion reading and feeding, then fire came out from before the Yahweh, Mi Alifnei Yahuwah, from before Jehovah, and it consumed the burnt offerings and the portions of the chelev, the fat on HaMizbeach, on the altar. And when all Ha'am and all the people saw it seen, they shouted and fell on their faces and worship. Now, here this is Leviticus chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 24. Now, one thing we notice and observe that was interesting, and hopefully we have a little more, you know, time to wrap and reason on this, is the weight. The weight. And here it was in connection with the psalm, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew psalm in this season, Psalm 130. And that waiting, early in the Shabuah, we touched on it, the waiting. The waiting. You see, this Torah reading, it continues from the previous sabbatical reading. Sal, sal, sav, command, izazacho, command them. We have the seven-day initiation. We refer to it as the initiation, the starting, the initiation ceremony. Some refer to it as augury, inauguration. We strike that right there, but the initiation, the starting ceremony for HaMishkan, for the tabernacle, and HaKohanim, and the priests, is described. Now, during each of the 7 days, and what's referred to as the 7 days of consecration, now this is a very interesting word, and note it, make it duly noted, Chabarim, disciples, Machabetenyoch, Wendemoch. Note this right here, disciples, that the word consecration in the Hebrew has to do with the filling and the filling of the hands. So we refer to it often, and often it's referred to as the 7 days of the consecration, 7 days of, one will say, the ordination, 7 days of inauguration. We say the initiation, but here the 7 days of consecration refers to the filling of the hands, literally to the filling, the 7 days of filling. And fulfilling Bayom HaShemini, fulfilling on the eighth day. So the 7 days of filling, and then on the eighth day, it is fulfilled. So the 7 days of consecration refer to the 7 days of the filling of the hands. Make note, take note, the filling of the hands. Now, some say beginning on Adar the 23rd, Moshe, Moses, he essentially served as the first Kohen Gadol of Yisrael. How did Moshe essentially, in essence, serve as the first high priest? Moses served as the first high priest of Yisrael by offering, by way of the offering sacrifices and the training of the new Kohanim, of the new priests. Now, on the eighth day, Ba Yom HaShemini, however, which some point to as Nisan, first, or the Abib, the first of Abib, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, commissioned Aharon Ubenayo to officially by HaTorah, by way of HaTorah. What is official? People use the term office, or the office, official, right? By law, according to HaTorah, according to the directions, according to the instructions, according to the teachings, Jah commissioned Aaron and his sons to officially begin their new responsibilities as Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael's Kohanim, priests, Kahenat. Now, the portion, this Torah portion here first describes the ceremonies, the rites, the rituals performed to consecrate. Right, now here when we speak of the consecration of the altar, right, we have a different word to use, right, for consecrate. Let's take note of that. But the consecration, the making set apart of HaMizbeach, the setting apart of the altar. Now, instead of Moshe functioning as the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Lika Kahenat, Aharon, he brought various offerings, including the chat'at, the sin, the akri offering, and ho olah, the burnt offerings, both for himself and for the ziknei Yisrael, and for the elders of Yisrael. Now, Aharon, Ubenayo, Aaron and his sons, they then offered additional sacrifices on behalf of Ha'am, on behalf of the people, on behalf of Jah people as well. Now, after completing the sequence, the cycle and the sequence, the order of the offerings, Aharon, he blessed Ha'am, he blessed Jah people with the Berkat HaKohanim, what is known as the priestly burake, the priestly blessing. However, the Kabodi Jehovah, the glory of Jehovah did not appear. And there was no divine fire. There was no aish. There was no isad. There was no fire. Now, some refer to the fire as the Shekinah, right? And now, let's point this out here, right? That consumed the offering, there was no fire. We get into the reasoning on the Shekinah and the Shekinah, she, referring to she dwelling, and the Shekinah, he who be who he be, Jah dwelling, right? But here we're speaking about this anxious moment. There was this anxious moment, a very anxious moment for Ha'am, a very anxious moment for Jah people. Ain't nothing new under the sun. There was an anxious moment for Jah people because all had been done according to Torah, according to the directions and the instructions, but there was no divine Aish. There was no Aish. There was no fire. There was no fire. The Shekinah, in other words, did not consume the sacrifices. So we have the glory, right? We have two things here, two items here. Let's point it out like this. We have the glory, the Kabodi Yahuwah, the glory of Jehovah, and we have the divine fire to consume the sacrifices. So here was a very anxious moment. This is what brought to mind Psalm 130. And the use and the speaking of the words for wait and hope, the waiting and hoping. This is when wait and hoping is important, right? The expectation. What do you expect? There was an anxious moment. They expected the glory, the Kabodi Yahuwah of Jehovah. They expected the Aish, the fire, but there was none. It did not appear. So this anxious moment for Ha'am, for Jah people, since it was unclear. See, why this moment was so anxious is because it was unclear. It was unclear to Jah people whether Jehovah had accepted but he had accepted Aharon's offerings. You see, why is that important? Because if Jehovah did not accept Aharon's offering, that would mean to the people that they had not been forgiven. They had not been forgiven, that Yisrael had not been forgiven the sin of what is called and referred to as the, quote, golden calf, end quote. It's kind of interesting right there. You know, the Egel Masecha, the molten calf, the fukuri, the ukuri, the sin, the lack. They were caught majorly lacking. And Aharon as well is implicated in this particular incident. So here we have this anxious moment for the people, right? And the lack of clarity as to whether Jehovah had accepted Aharon's offerings and therefore had forgiven Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, for the chat'at, the chat'iyat, the sin, the akari, the ephri of the molten calf, referred to and called the golden calf. More correctly, the molten calf, the Egel Masecha. Now Moshe, here's where Moshe and Aharon, then they went in. They had to go in. They went in. Moshe and Aaron, they went in to the holy place of the Mishkan, into the holy place of the Mishkan, and interceded. And after they came out to bless Ha'am, to bless Jah people again, then, and only then, did the Kabodi Yahuwah, the Kabodi Yahweh, the glory of Jehovah appeared, and the holy fire, the Aish, fire, in the form of a lion. See, tradition says the fire came forward in the form of a lion and consumed the offerings on HaMizbeach, while all the people saw it, seen, sight, they rejoiced at it, and they shouted, and they fell on their faces, they prostrated, they worshipped, they gave thanks and praise, because now they knew that Aharon, their high priest, the first high priest, actually, he's the first high priest, Moshe, he served as the first high priest for the initiation, for the filling, right, and the fulfilling, right, of the rites and rituals concerning the consecration, the filling of the hands. Keep that word in mind for the consecration in regard to the consecration of the priests, of the Kohanim. It refers in the Hebrew to the filling of the hands. Literally, to the filling of the hands. So the 7 days of the filling, the 7 days of the filling of the hands, coming to Shemini, Yom HaShemini, to the 8th day, the fulfillment. This Torah portion here. Now, this Torah portion, it continues. Right, now, after that good news, remember, all of this occurred. All this occurred on this same day, on the 8th day. Now, let's think and consider, right? 6 days, so you do all your work, and the 7th day is Yom HaShabbat. So what is the 8th day? Isn't this interesting? The 8th day, right? That first day, the first day, the resurrection day, the first day. But the portion, before we move forward, let us just give thanks and praise, right, that the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came forward, the divine fire, as tradition says, in the form of the lion. The divine fire came forward from the ark, from the holy place, right? Some say the ark, the altar of incense, from within the Mishkan, right, to consume the offerings that were upon HaMizbeach, the brazen altar, in the outer court, the outer court.
Father and son. My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever, forever.
Children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Shema Yisrael, here today. Psalm Mizmor Non Damer, Mizmor Nun Gimel. Here, the Midrash. As a supplement to the Midrash on today's Psalm, Psalm 53, Mizmor Non Damer, Mizmor Nun Damer. Here, Afro-Shemitic, we point it Non Damer. Otherwise, it is pointed as Nun Gamel. Psalm 53, the Midrash. The Midrash right here, here, here. And Psalm 53, as the Chabarim knows and should know, is a later version of Psalm 14, Psalm XIV. So compare and contrast Psalm 14 and today's daily Psalm, Psalm 53. So we have Psalm 53, today's daily Psalm, which is a later version of Mizmor Yod Dalet, Mizmor Yud Dalet, Psalm XIV. So here, here, Psalm LIII. Now in the first part of the Midrash, we have Midrash notes, and to zoom in on the notes, in the first part, in the first part of the psalm, the first part of the psalm and the Midrash note right here, where it reads, to the eternal God upon Mahalat, Maskil of Dawit, Nabal hath said in his heart. Here, the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, and the Hebrew Psalter, the superscription, the title, elsewhere, that's not included as a verse in the KJV, the King James Version, but is the small type before verse 1 in the King James Version and other translations, reads, Lanatayach al Machlat Maskil Le Dawid. This is the first verse, the proper verse Hebraically, which here in the Midrash is brought out as to the eternal God. La Menatayach. To the eternal God. Elsewhere translated as for the leader, to the chief musician, to the Menatzeach, Lamnatzeach, to the overcomer, as we have in the Chazon in Revelation and in the Brit Chadasha sense, the Menatzeach, the one who Natzach, Netzach, overcomes, Lamnatzeach. Also, Natzach, Netzach, eternal. So here the Midrash of Mizmornon Gamel brings out the sense of to the chief musician, the KJV, to the chief musician, in the English Hebrew translation, for the leader, for the Menatzeach, for the musical director, Menatzeach, for the overcomer, the Brit Chadasha sense. But here, Mizmornon Gamel, in the Midrash of Mizmornon Gamel, Lanatzeach, to the eternal God, all machelat, maskil, le David, a maskil of David. Nabal hath said in his heart, Amar Nabal bilibo. Nabal hath said in his heart, Amar to say, said, Amar Nabal. Nabal, Amar Nabal, Bilibo, in his heart, Bilibo. The word Machalat is to be read in the light of the verse. So here, Machalat, some interpret Machalat as sickness or sickness to afflict, some translators. Here, Machalat is to be read, Zehu Ashamar Hakatu, in the light, according to what the scripture reads in the Mashal and Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 18:22, the verse, whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a great good. Matzaisha Matzato. Whoso findeth a wife, Matzaisha, findeth a great good. Matzato. Mataisha Matato. Other versions, like the King James Version, Psalm 18, verse 22, it reads, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But now, if you look in the KJV, the King James Version, here, zooming in on the Midrash notes for Mizmor Non Gamel, Nun Gimel, Psalm 53, here in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, according to the King James translation, you'll see that whoso is italicized, whoso italicized, and sing is italicized. So more of the force of the Hebrew, not reading the italicized words, but just what is written in regular type, it would read, findeth a wife, findeth a good. Findeth a wife, findeth a good. Mataisha, matato. Mataisha, matatawa, matato. Mataisha, matato. Here. So here is where we find the first Midrash note for Psalm 53, right here, connected with the Mishle Shlomo, the first part of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, the A part of the verse. Whoso findeth a wife, Mataisha, Matato, findeth a great good, Mataisha, Matato. Now, Nabal's wife was Abigail. Here see and refer to 1 Samuel, 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 3. Here, reads, "Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. And the woman was of good understanding, and a beautiful form. But the man was churlish, and evil in his doings. And he was of the house of Caleb, and he was of the house of Caleb." Now here in the King James Version translation, a slightly different reading. And here's the reading from the KJV. "Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb." Now here in the Scofield Study Bible, next to Nabal, next to the name of the man, there is a marginal note, a C note, and here the note IE is full. Now the name of the man was full, or the name of the man was Nabal. Here from the Hebrew, Vit Shem Haisha Navala, Vit Shem Aishto Avikail, Vit Ahaisha Ovata Sahel, Vit Fata Toara, Vit Haisha Kasha, Vit Ra'ama Ilalim, Vit Hua Khalizi. Here, the Hebrew. Now the name of the man was Nabal. Vit Shem Haish Nabal. With Shem Haish Nabal, with Shem Haisha Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, with Shem Ishto Abigail, with Shem Ishto, and name Ishto, his wife Ishto, Abigail, and the woman was of a good understanding. V'haisha tovata sechel. V'haisha, the woman, tovat, good sechel, good circumspection, good understanding. Tovata sechel. V'fata toar, and of a beautiful form. We fat toar. We and yifat. Beautiful, pretty, beautiful, yifat toar. Toar. Form, countenance, figure, shape. Vifata toar. Vihaisha kasha. And the man, or but the man, was churlish. But the man was churlish. With and haish. And the ish. With haish. Kasha. Kasha, here, rough, but the man was rough. Kasha, here, kasha, but the man was hard, was rough. With ha'ish, kasha, with ha'ish, kasha, was rigorous. Here we have, in the scripture, we have avodah, service, work, labor. Even in the sense of employer, service, work, labor, avoda. Now when we add the word kasha, right, that's like rigorous, like bondage, service with rigor. So he was a rigorous, a rough, a hard. So we have the contrast between the character of Nabal and Ishto and his wife, his woman. So relevant to the episode that is narrated, but vividly drawn, even right here in 1 Samuel, chapter 25, here at the third verse, which reads on, but the man was churlish, but the man was rough, hard, was cruel, was rigorous. We're ra'a, and evil. We're ra, ma'ilalim, his doings, his deeds, ma'ilalim was evil. And it fulfills right here, where it says that if he was of the house of Caleb, he was of the house. Wihu,
Khalidi. Ruhu Khalidi. The family of Caleb has occupied, since the conquest of the Canaan, a district in Yehuda and Judah. Of that, Hebron was the center. We have reference in Shoftim and Judges, Judges chapter 1 at verse 20. Now the word, the name, the word Nabal, in this Mizmor Non Gamel, and the first version, Mizmor Yud, Dalet, Psalm 14, the word Nabal in this psalm is usually translated fool and the fool. Nabal. And the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, is usually not connected with the story of Nabal. It's usually in regular other non-Yehudi do not really make the connection because they do not read the Hebrew, so they don't see the inner meaning and the inner connection with the story of Nabal. But here. So the Midrash on Mizmor Non Gamel on Psalm 53 goes on to state that endless is the good of a good woman, a good Isha. And even as the good of a good Isha is endless, so the evil of an evil Isha, evil Eshet Oset, is endless. As is said even in Ecclesiastes and Kohelet, in the Preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 26, where it reads, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. Hear, Kohelet, the Preacher, Ecclesiastes 7:26, the verse that reads, and I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. U motzeh ani mara mia mavet eta haisha asher hiya me tzodim wa cheramim me tzodim wa cheramim snares and nets. I find umotze ani umotze and finding ani I and I find umotze ani mar beta miyamavet mi mawet from death more bitter than death eta haisha the isha the woman the eshet the orset the woman asher that which he she mitzodim snares wachramim and nets umotze ani mar mi mawet eta isha asher hiya mitzodim wachramim. Now here, a note within the Midrash, note on this verse from Kohelet, from the Preacher, from Kohelet, chapter 7, verse, first part of verse 26. Now, some commentators on this particular verse, and I find more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, some commentators find in the verse a wholesale condemnation of woman, but this is contrary to the plain statement of the text and his recommendation, even in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. And what is his recommendation, Kohelet, the Preacher, in Ecclesiastes 9 and 9? His recommendation is, enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in life, and in thy labor wherein thou laborest under the sun. So Kohelet, his recommendation is to enjoy life with the wife whom thou lovest. Re'ei chayim a'im a'isha asher ahavta kol yemei chayei hevalecha. Hevleka of thy vanity, days of thy vanity. Asher natana leka tachata hashemesha, that he hath given thee tachat hashemesh, tachat under hashemesh, under the sun. Kola yemeya hevleka, all the days of hevleka, of thy hevel, hevleka, of thy vanity. Ki yohua, Khelekeka. Ki hu Khelekeka. Ki hu Khelekeka. For that is thy portion. Ki for who for he for it. Khelekeka. Thy portion. Bak Hayi. In Hayi. In life. Thy portion. In life. And in thy labor wherein thou laborest. Under the sun. Ooh, va'e malika asher ata amel tahat ha shamesh. The author of Kohelet, as with the author of the Proverbs, the author of the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, some say, has very harsh things to say about a bad woman. The author of Proverbs, the author of the Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, Mashlim of the Proverbs, has very harsh things to say about a bad woman. For example, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 18, and in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 25. In 2 verse 18, Proverbs chapter 2 verse 18, he reads concerning the bad woman. He says, for her house sinketh down into death, and her path to the shades. He says of the bad woman, for her house sinketh down to death, and her path to the shades. Ki v'shacha illa maveta beitaha. Illa refa'i ma'igloteha. And in Proverbs 7:25, the author of Proverbs says, let not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Make not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Ala ye sit a illa de rakeha libeka. Ala te da via nirti voteha. Let not thy heart decline to her ways concerning the bad woman. Ala ye sit a illa de rakeha libeka. Go not astray. Ala te da. Go not astray. Via nirti voteha in her path. And all of this and more, the author of Proverbs has to say concerning a bad woman. But praises the good woman. Praises the good woman in countless verses in the Proverbs. Proverbs 11, verse 16. Proverbs 12, verse 4. Proverbs 18, verse 22. Proverbs 19, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 31. Verse 10 to the fulfillment of the book of Proverbs. The phrases that Kohelet, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Kohelet employs indicate that he has the former class in mind. In other words, he has the bad woman in mind when he says, Umotani marami mazeta isha asharahi mitzodim avachram. When he says, and I find more bitter than death a woman whose heart is snares and nets. More bitter than death. Marami mavet. Proverbs 4 and 5, connection with Proverbs chapter 4 and 5, this particular verse, this particular phraseology right here, Hebraically, marmi mavet, marmi mawet, more bitter than death, marmi mawet, or bitter from death, directly in the Hebrew, mar, bitter, mi mawet, mi mavet, bitter from death. But the connection right here to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 4, where it reads, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. And here this is concerning the bad woman in contrast to the good woman, the theme that is brought out in Mizmor, the Midrash, to Mizmor Non Gamel, Nun Gimel, Psalm 53.
So we're looking at the contrast right here. So here, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4. With akaritaha mara kala inna. But her end is bitter, ka la inna, ka as la inna, as wormwood, khada, sharp, khada, ka as kharab, as sword, piyot, as a sword of mouth, literally in the Hebrew, ka kharab piyot, ka kharab piyot. As a two-edged sword, or bringing out the direct of the Hebrew, chada kharabiyot, sharp as a sword of mouth, sharp as a sword of mouth. The sense here, Hebraically, as an all-devouring and all-eating sword, a sword of mouth, sharp as a two-edged sword, sharp as a sword of mouth. And concerning the bad woman, contrasted with Abigail, the good woman, here in Kohelet, in the preacher, whose heart is sneers and nets, whose heart is sneers and nets. Eta Haisha Asher Hi Mitz Odim Avachramima Libaha, her heart, Libaha, her heart, or who is sneers and her heart nets, or the Hebrew can be brought out right here, Asher Hi Mitz Odim Wachrami Libaha. Wachramin libaha. Here, who is sneers. She who is sneers. Asher he. Asher that she. Mitzodi. Who she who is sneers. Asher he a mitzodi. Wachramin libaha. And libaha. And her heart net. This is descriptive of the unscrupulous type of Isha or Set, Eshet, unscrupulous type of woman who sets out to lure a man into her toils to his undoing. This here is descriptive of the unscrupulous type of woman, the bad woman who sets out to lure a man into her toils to his undoing. Ani marmi maveteta isha. Asher hi amitzodim wa chrami ma libaha. Yet the midrash from Mizmor Non Gamer Nun Gimel goes on to state that Rav Samuel taught that Abigail did more good for David than all the sacrifices in the world. For had David done that deed that he thought to do upon Nabal, then even if David had brought all the sacrifices in the world, they would not have atoned for him. But Abigail came to him and saved him. What she did for him is implied even here in today's psalm in Mizmor Non Gamel Nun Gimel, in the first verse Hebraically, where it reads, Lamnateyach Allah Machlata Maskilla Lidawi, to the eternal God. Lamnatseyah, to the eternal God. Upon Machlat, Al Machlat. Even as sacrifices bring about forgiveness, Abigail brought about Mechila, forgiveness, Mechila Lidawi. For David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, a good woman comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil. As is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 25 at verse 38, where it reads, it came to pass about 10 days after
that Yahuwah, that Jehovah smote Nabal, so that he died. Vayihiya ka isareta hayamim, vayigof Yahuwah et Nabala vayamot. And it came to pass about 10 days after Vayihiya ka isareta hayamim, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah smote Nabal. Vayigof Yahuwah et Nabal. And so that he died, or Hebraically, Vayamot, 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 and Wa, and Yamot, and he died, or bring out the Hebrew sense, Vayamot, so that he died. Vayihiya isareta hayamim, Vayigofiyo et Nabal, Vayamot. So this brings us here to the second Midrash note right here, connected with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, namely, a good woman, a good Isha, Eshet, Oset, comes to belong to a good man. An evil man dies in his evil. Here is where the second Midrash note points to. The sentence is a command rather than a statement. For example, let the good woman come and be the possession of the good man, and let the evil man die for his evil. May the good woman come and be the possession of the good man, and make the evil man die for his evil. Vayigofi Yahuwah, Vayigofi Yahuwah, and Jehovah smote Nabal. Perhaps a second stroke intervened, and this second stroke, Vayigofi Yahuwah et Nabal, was fatal. Vayamot. What caused his death? His hand was niggardly in deeds of charity, in deeds of giving, in deeds of charity. Hence, Abigail said to Dawid, even in 1 Samuel 25:25, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this base fellow. Al na yashim Adoni et libo el ish habliyal. May not my Lord Adoni, al na yashim Adoni. May not my Lord, let not Adoni, I pray thee, al na yashim Adoni, regard this base fellow. Set not your heart, al na yashim Adoni et libo. Set not thy heart, may my Lord not set his heart, il ish, to the man habliyal, the ish habliyal, the ish of Belial, Belial of Belial, the base, this base, this worthless man. Al na yashim Adoni et libo il ish habliyal. What did she mean, Chavarim? What did she mean by ha belial, by ish ha belial, by the man of Belial, the man of Belial, 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 Belial. Here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, bringing out the Hebrew, Belial means worthless. This ish man ha belial, this man of a high station who is worthless, this ish belial, this belial, this man of belial, worthlessness, badness, lawlessness, Torahlessness, wickedness, ratchetness, evil, destruction, nothingness, nothingness. Here, bringing out from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on base fellow from the Hebrew, the ish habelial, the man of the belial, belial, any man or woman who was considered wicked, ratchet, worthless, lawless, Torahless, or licentious might be called a son or a daughter of Belial. Here, Nabal is called by his wife Ish HaBelial, a base fellow. We have Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13, Judges chapter 19, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16, 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. In these texts, Belial,
Belial or Belir, in the other form Belir, as he has the prince of Belir, Belir, Belir is another form of Belial, is not the name of any individual per se, except that in the Brit Hadasha, in the New Testament, the Hadith Kidan, it is used as an appellative, like a name, attributional name of HaSatan, of Satan. We have this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. The metaphysical of Belial is, Belial refers to the adversary, HaSatan, the adversary, or in our interpretation, Targum, to the adverse consciousness, the adversarial mind, or the adversarial mindlessness, the adverse satanic consciousness in mind, in man. But what did she mean? What did Abigail mean? That Nabal had an evil eye. As it says, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15 and 9, beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9, where it reads in part, beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, and thine eye be evil. Hishamer lecha, pena yehiye davar ra'im al levavecha, ve'li'al. Beware that there be not a base thought in thy heart, a base thought with thy heart. Hishamer, beware, guard, lecha, guard thyself. Hishamer lecha, guard yourself, beware, guard thyself. Hishamer lecha, pene yehiyeh davar ra'im levavecha v'li'al. Beware, guard yourself, lest there will be davar, a word, a matter, im with a levavika, with your heart, a vilial, vilial. There be a vilial, a belial, belial, vilial thought in thy heart. The fuller verse, lay more read, saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy needy brother, and thou give him naught, nothing. And he cried to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, against thee, against the eye. And it be sin, it be uckery, it be fuckery in the eye. Hishamer lecha, tene yehiye davar ra'im al levavecha, ve'li'al le'mor. Arva shinata hashava'a, shinata ha shemita.